We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
And steps into it, passes, caught!
Here's your ball game, folks, as Flutie takes the snap. He drops straight back, has some time, now scrambles away from one hit. Looks, uncorks a deep one for the end zone. Phelan is down there.
Oh, he got it!
He got it!
He got it!
Touchdown! 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 Touchdown, Boston College!
Christie kicks it high and short. Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something. 30, he's
40,
got something.
50,
he's got it.
40,
he's got
20,
it.
20, 10,
he's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field.
Under center is Wangler at the 45. He goes back. He's looking for a receiver. He throws down to the player.
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal. Malcolm Butler.
Booyakasha! Welcome, everybody. Love the podcast. 2 L's, 2 Z's. Mike Virginia, Michael Govier on a Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're back. It's week 7. Mike and Mike together again for the first time. We give the people what they want.
And we give it back to you, the people.
That's everybody in the live chat. Join us. Ask questions. And Mike, I was watching on Sunday when you did the Start Sit Show, which is every Sunday morning at 11:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, sir.
And you did an amazing job of setting up what you wanted. I was really impressed. So go ahead and tell the people exactly what you need in the live chat.
Yeah. So if you guys are new here, welcome. Make sure you guys like and subscribe to the Palazzo Podcast YouTube channel. Utah, give me two.
Utah, give me two.
There we go. But here, how the live chat works, if you have questions, drop them in here. We're happy to answer them. This is what this show is for. It's for you guys. So get your questions answered. Just make sure you give us PPR, half point PPR, full point PPR, common spellings of names like Williams and Smith, like who's the first name in that whole shebang. So make sure you do that. And then, we're here to talk about anything football. So this is a show for you guys. We'll give you our thoughts on the waiver wires. Who's left out there for you guys? Who to drop? Who to add? Who to trade? The whole nine yards. We want it all. So bring it. Let's do it.
That's exactly where you want to be right now. All right.
Dan Campbell's right. He knows exactly what he's talking about. Right now, this is...
That's exactly where you want to be right now.
This is it. This is where you want to be right now. This show, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Everything you need. Every answer we could possibly give you, we'll do our damn best. Just make sure you try to give us as much information as you can so we can answer your question properly, like this one from Fantasy Sports. Woo, what we got here, Mike? This is a doozy right off the bat.
How do you rank these waiver wire ads? PPR, Jonathan Brooks, Jalen Waddle, Mostert, Downs, Pacheco, Singletary. Brooks and Pacheco might be back in 2 weeks. I would be shocked if Pacheco was back in 2 weeks. I have not heard that. I would love to know where you heard that from. There's been rumblings that he might not play again this season, so I'm concerned. I did hear about that about Brooks. I heard Brooks might be out until week 9, they're saying. But I did not hear that about Isaiah Pacheco. If that is the case, he is the number one ad for sure. But again, I have not read that anywhere, and I am on Twitter all day with fantasy football. So in terms of how I rank these, Tua does come back, not this week, but next, it looks like. So I would prioritize Waddle here. So I would go Waddle down so long as Flacco is the quarterback. Mostert, Singletary, no, Brooks, Singletary, Pacheco is last.
This is tough. Fantasy Sports is a regular here. Thank you so much. Good to see you here in the live chat, my friend. But Downs had a nice game, led the Colts in receiving this past weekend against the Titans. Somehow they beat the Titans. I really expect the Colts to lose that game, but Joe Flacco wins. He just wins, but he's the opposite of who he used to be, Mike, when you were a younger lad, when he would win in the playoffs. He wins in the regular season, and now he'll lose in the playoffs. Yeah, that's what happens now. Flacco started off with that stupid record. Remember he came out like, he was like 6-1 or something in his first 7 playoff games or something crazy like that. He was really good. Mm-hmm. But I don't trust him in the playoffs. But that's not what fantasy football's about. So if he's in, Downs is definitely somebody you want to add here. Waddle, I don't trust because I have to trust that Tua comes back and that Tua stays healthy. You know, just because Tua comes back doesn't mean that he won't get hurt again. He's on the brink. He's had a career that's teetering on the brink of ending. I don't like it.
Let me ask you this. Let's back up real quick on Downs. Do you like Downs as the priority ad? Because Richardson, they did say he's not going to play until he's 100%. So we might be looking at another week of Downs. But when Richardson comes back, and Steichen said that he was the starter if 100% healthy. So do you like Downs more so with Richardson, or do you like him more with Flacco? Because in my opinion, I think Downs value tanks with Richardson as the quarterback. I think he's a better fit with Flacco.
It's hard to believe that's where we are in society today, but yeah, I think you're right. So Waddle is a lost cause until we get a quarterback that could play. Miami lucked out in their last win, which was 2 weeks ago. They were on the bye this past week. Now they're back. And Brooks, I mean, this is a rookie season where Carolina's already toast. They don't want to overdo it. They don't want to burn him out at all, and they've already got Chuba Hubbard, unless they somehow move Chuba at the deadline, which I don't see happening. So I guess Downs is kind of the guy right here with Mostert right next to him. Mostert still has value here.
Yeah. I'd say the top three for me of this is, I personally think Waddle. If Tua is coming back in week 8 like they think he is, he's got to be number one. And just we're just assuming health here, right? Because I do agree with you that that is a big concern. So I would go Waddle, Mostert, Downs would be my top three.
Yeah, Pacheco is a guy I don't expect to be part of the fantasy-based football season this year.
No.
I almost said baseball. Football? No. And the playoffs are what matter for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're trying to get to a Super Bowl. So if Pacheco could come back and be a part of their playoff roster, that's what matters most for the Chiefs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me?
Well, we are.
Playoffs?
Yeah, we are, Jim. Sorry about that. Anyways, that's a fun one. Thanks, Fantasy Sports. Chad says Bo Nix is turning into a legit quarterback 2 option thanks to Cortland Sutton and the return of Devon Valey. I love Valey. Valey came back and he had a nice game in the loss to the Chargers, so I'm all about Valey as an ad. I hated to drop him, but he was so inactive for so long that I dropped him in most leagues I had him in. I couldn't wait anymore, but now he's back, and I agree with Chad on the Valey part, but I don't agree that Bo Nix will turn into a quarterback 2 or is turning into a QB 2. I'm not buying that right now.
Yeah, I do love me some Cortland Sutton. I liked him when he was at SMU. I was a huge Cortland Sutton guy. Still am. I would love to see him get moved because I love the talent. He's a red zone machine in Denver. He's getting the targets, but I agree with you, Gove. I don't think Nix is a viable QB2 yet. they just don't score a whole lot of points, and there's not a lot of opportunity, which obviously waters down guys like Cortland Sutton and Vele. So, but he's been getting it done a little bit with his legs. So who knows? I think we could be talking about it as a QB2 option later on in the season, but not right now. I think the reason why Denver has been so successful is because of their defense. But also worth noting, yeah, so Rugrat even said it, right? Pat Surtain did go out with a concussion, right? So and probably not playing this coming week. So that obviously hurts Denver's defense a little bit. But the reason why
they've been successful, especially with the Thursday,
yeah. Yeah, he's not playing. The reason why they've been successful is because of their defense, not because of Bo Nix. I agree with this.
Big time. Big time. That's a Sean Payton reunion going back to New Orleans on Thursday night. So that'll be fun. There just won't be any Patrick Surtain to cover those dangerous Saints receivers. Actually, they're not that dangerous because they might not have Rashid Shaheed or Chris Olave in that game either. So I don't think it's that scary.
Go Chargers, go.
Yeah, they beat the Broncos. Chargers are good.
Which, by the way, we talked about Spencer Rattler on Sunday, Gove. I know you were in the live chat.
Yeah.
And while I'm not victory lapping an injury here because Olave went out with a concussion earlier in the game, and Shaheed, the only reason why he did it so well is because of the punt return touchdown that he had. It really killed the receivers in New Orleans with Spencer Rattler at the helm. So there's nobody, unless I'm playing in a deeper format, that I'm starting for the Saints this week. I know that they're playing without a Pat Surtain in Denver, but I can't do it. On the other side, we did talk about Drake May here as well. Drake May looked halfway decent, hit DeMario Douglas for a nice pass. So I actually like him, and not because he was drafted higher too, and better, probably he is a better prospect than Spencer Rattler. I do like Drake May at the helm here. I think he elevates guys like Jalen Polk, even though he did not have a good game. DeMario Douglas, Hunter Henry. I do think that offense takes a step forward here as he gets more and more comfortable with the offense. So
you play to win the game.
You're right. And Rattler, the first half I was excited. I'm like, oh, Rattler looks pretty decent here. But the second half, it all went to hell as the Buccaneers scored 51 total points in the end. And all right, fine. So Rattler, I still like Rattler. I'm still buying into Rattler in Superflex leagues. You should hang on to him, use him. I think there's good value there. He'll get more comfortable in the system. Car's out for a little bit while longer, so I'm pro Rattler as much as I was on Sunday. I haven't really changed that much because he showed he could run and he could throw. Yes, two picks isn't good. No, that's a thumbs down, not a thumbs up, but that's where I stand on Rattler at this time. And would you rather have Rattler or Bo Nix right now for fantasy super flex?
Bo Nix. Just because of the rushing ability, and obviously because of Cortland Sutton. Javonte Williams. I think just the weapons might be a little better.
You're right.
Obviously, Alvin Kamara is great, but unless he's going to be more involved in the passing game more than he was on Sunday, I don't want to.
What about Bub Means? Bub Means scored a touchdown on Sunday. You're not pumped about Bub Means?
No, not unless you're playing a 16 team plus league. Then yeah, I could see that. And you need a starter on a bye week.
Father Jack.
Yeah. Okay. No Bub Means for Mike.
No.
What about this one, Anthony, my main man? What's up, dude?
Yeah, he said he was offered Waddle, Tracy and Mooney for Drake London. That's a no, right? Depends on what the rest of your league looks like there, Anthony. I do think Tracy has earned himself some more playing time, not the backfield to himself, because I do think Devin Singletary will obviously come back. He's just he's a gamer, man. Like everywhere he goes, he's a solid running back. He's not good. He's not bad. He's not great. He's not bad. He's just good, right? So Tracy has looked very, very good, though. If you picked up Tracy the time we heard that Devin Singletary wasn't going to play 2 weeks ago, you're obviously loving this here. Drake London looks more and more comfortable. Caught another touchdown on Sunday with Kirk Cousins. I like that offense. Yeah, I think you're right here, Anthony. I think this is a no, but it would depend on what that's a lot of players, and obviously – the other question to this side of this coin here, Gove, is you obviously have to drop two guys because you're acquiring a 3-for-1. So you're going to have to drop two guys to get this, and that's also an important part of the question here as well.
Singletary, if he comes back, he's got Philadelphia at Pittsburgh, Washington at Carolina before the bye. Those are some pretty good matchups outside of Pittsburgh, man. All three of those teams are teams that you would like to play against if you're looking to crush a D. So Though I like Tracy, he was very, as you like to say, touchdown dependent in his last game. If he hadn't had the touchdown, it was 17 carries for 50 yards against the Bungles. But he did have six catches, which in PPR is chef's kiss, and I don't deny that. So yeah. I just think Singletary will still be in the mix here. I think the Giants actually think they have a chance, which is going to make that more of a Singletary likelihood, I think.
Do you think Tracy, I mean, do you think Tracy still has value, though? Like, if you own Tracy and, yes, like, say Singletary comes back, you're still holding Tracy, right?
100. Yeah, I don't want to bail on him at all. I'm definitely down with that. And then Anthony over here is saying, with Adams to the Jets, this hurts Hall and Wilson?
Doesn't hurt Hall. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't hurt Hall. I think Hall's value probably still is the same. It's going to hurt Garrett. I almost said Zach Wilson. Garrett Wilson for sure. And because if Adams has played with Rodgers, and Rodgers likely had a lot to do with getting Adams to the Jets, I have to believe that. And with Saleh getting fired, and then Mike Williams is going to be on his way out as well.
Hey, what happened there? Why is he hated all of a sudden? One moment? There's got to be something else going on here.
Yeah,
somebody had sex with somebody's girlfriend or something.
Yeah, I think the inmates are running the prison here. So I think Rodgers has a lot to do with this team moving forward. It was a tough loss. I was really let down with that game. I thought the Jets would come out firing new head coach Aaron Rodgers in New York, chance to finish for first. The defense looked extremely flat there, Gove. I'm not sure what happened there. I know it's Josh Allen and the Bills, but who also acquired Amari Cooper today. So
yes, that's big.
Yeah. So yes, Adams' value increases because obviously they don't have Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell throwing the football anymore. I know he was looking to get out of Las Vegas, and Amari Cooper with Deshaun Watson. Those two guys are obviously values are going to take a big step forward with a more suitable quarterback for them. So.
Hell yeah, no doubt about that. As far as the two big trades with Devontae and Cooper, Cooper's a big ad for Josh Allen. That's a big change now. That's going to be money. I'm telling you, that's going to be fantasy gold. Allen was still able to will them to a win against the Jets with three combined touchdowns. Classic Josh Allen game. In fact, I think it was while you were gone, somebody threw out a question about, should I move on from Allen in a trade? Like, they wanted to trade, not drop outright.
Oh.
But I'm like, no. Josh Allen is incredible. He got concussed in the Houston game. We all know it. It's obvious. And he bounces back with a big road win against a team who everyone thought would win because the Jets fire the coach. Robert Saleh's out the door, shit canned. And it didn't happen. So, interesting stuff. And also, Lou dropping this comment about the Giants starting left tackle could be in trouble. So, that's something to think about as you consider Singletary or Tyrone Tracy here on the Palazzo Podcast, 2L2Z's, Mike Virginia, at underscore Mike VA. I'm at MJ Govier. We got 100 people watching right now, so that means that's 100 people who could jump in the live chat and ask us questions as we move back to EB2K, our old pal, Mikey.
What's up, Dawgs? I need three starters from Ingram, McBride, JSN, and Juju.
Ingram, huge game when he came back, by the way. That was great.
Yeah, a lot of targets, a lot of catches there. McBride's in there for me. Finally saw a good game here from him. And I think a lot of that probably had to do with Marvin Harrison being out, and they were playing from behind, so they had to throw the ball more. Gove, I don't know if you watched any of the Cardinals-Packers game. The Cardinals could be down 100-0 to start the game, and they're still going to give James Conner 20-plus touches. They want to give him the football. I was shocked that they kept running so much. I know you can't throw every play, but when you're down by that much and they actually started making a comeback, they continue to kill the momentum by just running James Conner for 2-3 yard carries when they should have been throwing the ball a lot more. So anyways,
that's exactly where you want to be right now. All right?
Yeah. It was shocking to me. I love James Conner. All the dude does is score touchdowns. He's a good running back, but I thought they should have definitely gotten more to the passing game a little earlier in that game to get in it. But I don't like starting two tight ends, but I think you got to go Ingram and McBride. And then for me, I'd go give me Juju Smith-Schuster.
Wow. Remember, it was too long ago where you have a situation with, oh shit, I just lost it. Oh, my idiot. I got too many things to think about at once. Remember Trey Benson? Everyone's talking Trey Benson.
Yes.
He seems like a distant memory now. And if anyone brings up Trey Benson now, they just say,
shut up.
Yeah, that's it. So,
yeah. I like Trey Benson. I do, because James Conner's gotten hurt every single season, almost every season since he's been in the league. So if you own Trey Benson, I think he's a good handcuff to stash for sure.
That's fair. Also,
JSN, our guy who we really like on the show, but him, you know, man, every week's a different story. Had 9 targets in the loss to San Francisco at home. That was a Thursday night game. Seems like a lifetime ago. Now he's at Atlanta this week, Buffalo, and the Rams before heading into a bye. So those are Atlanta's defense tough. Buffalo's defense is weak, and the Rams' defense is weaker. They're one of the worst defenses, even though that says they're 14th on this Yahoo game log situation. So I'm expecting JSN to be real useful coming up here the next few games. Combine him with Ingram and McBride, I'm not going Juju. Juju's out for me. I'm bailing on Juju. I don't believe what I saw when he came in.
I don't know.
Okay. But you're in the moment. You still. Okay. Yeah. All right. So
the reason why is because, and I brought this up on Sunday. I don't know if you were sticking around for this front. Kind of like very similar to what we were talking about with Wandale Robinson. Don't get me wrong. I follow the volume as much as I can. I think that matters more for running backs so much, though, even though Trey Sermon did do shit with his. But like Wandale Robinson, who saw again 11 targets, I made this point. He's getting targets, but he doesn't do shit with them. He had 11 targets for only 50 yards, Gove. Before that, he had nine targets for 36 yards. He saved his day with a touchdown. The day before that, 14 targets, only 71 yards. 8 targets, 61 yards. 12 targets, 44 yards. So the volume is there, but this is a pretty strong sample size. Including JSN, the targets are there, but they're not doing anything with them. If we got points for targets, we'd be sitting pretty. But they're not doing much with him. And if he's not catching touchdowns, he's a hard start for me. So that's why I went with Juju there, simply because I'm flying high off the game that he had, hoping that he can maybe catch a touchdown there. But I agree with you. I'm not super, super high on him. I think this is a wolf in sheep's clothing with Juju. I know a lot of people are high on him, but I'm not buying quite yet. But I would still
have
him
in JSN. I think you're a very intelligent man, so I'm going to look into this further and think it over for a while. Yep. But look at this. Cam Akers was traded to the Vikings for the second year in a row. This is real. This is not somebody who's living a year in the past. Lou, what's up? Lou, how you doing, brother? Good to hear from you, by the way. Looks like Cam Akers' acquisition by Minnesota could be as much about Gaskin not having any more elevations from the practice squad as anything else, combined with Akers' familiarity with their system after being there last year. Whatever. To me, this is a who cares. I didn't like Akers in Houston when Mixon was out either. So
same. This is Ty Chandler. For those of you guys, this is a Ty Chandler show here. He showed this last year when this situation came to the top here. Aaron Jones is going to miss some time, it looks like. Who knows how close he is, but Ty Chandler needs to be a guy that needs to be rostered. And I don't think it's pretty. I don't think it's that close either. I think Ty Chandler is going to get a majority of the work there in Minnesota with Cam Akers spelling him every now and then.
It's a big game. It's a big game, man. Lions Vikings 5-over is 4-1. This is a huge game. They want all hands on deck. I feel like Aaron Jones will try like hell to play, but this hip issue could keep him out of a big game for sure. And I agree with Chad here. I love Trey Tucker of the Raiders. With Devontae Adams being moved, I thought, okay, now it's time for Trey Tucker to take control. It hasn't quite happened that way, even with Devontae out the last couple of games, and that really does sadden me. But I still, I don't know. That Raiders team could just be a disaster transport of a team with Antonio Pierce having no clue what to do now. So I might have to get off the Trey Tucker bandwagon, even though I really like him.
Well, here's the thing with the Raiders really quick, if I could. The only person who has value in that is Brock Bowers. Everybody else, I don't feel confident starting on a week-to-week basis. And simply because the quarterback situation and the offensive line situation is not good in Las Vegas. So I probably like Trey Tucker the most out of these because he out of the receiving core in that locker room, simply because I think he has big playability. But he's a wide fringe wide receiver 3 flex option for me in 12 teams or deeper, because you're pretty much banking on the fact that he needs to catch a touchdown to have value. He also saw 2 targets. That's crazy to me with both Jacoby and Devontae out.
That's Denver D, baby.
Yeah, the running back situation is terrible with Madison and
Steelers D. That was last week. Sorry, 2 weeks ago.
Madison and Zamir White. It's a dumpster fire. So
people are dropping Zamir White everywhere. He's widely available, it seems now. People have abandoned him entirely. So that didn't work out so well.
No, I dropped him.
You're holding on to him?
No, I dropped
him. Oh, you dropped him?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay. So I guess you like the Chargers in that division over the Raiders?
Yes, 100%.
Chargers, go!
Okay, so I want to confirm.
Fantasy Sports says, for rest of season, where do you rank Jaden Daniels? I'll start with you here, Gove, because And you got to give, I got to give you credit here, because you did say in the preseason here, if you play in two quarterback leagues, it was a good stack with Anthony Richardson and Jaden Daniels. Even though Anthony Richardson hasn't really panned out so much because of his injuries and his production, Jaden Daniels has been an absolute stud. So I'm looking like a real draft day steal. Where do you rank him though?
Well, fantasy sports, you've been around long enough, you should know better. So what do you want us to rank exactly? Him as in the quarterback tiers? Do you want him to be ranked as in a super flex context? You know, come on, fantasy sports, you've been around. I'm not upset. I just want you to remember that the more information you can give us, the better we can answer your question, because Jaden Daniels, to me, he's a top five fantasy quarterback, no doubt about it, bar none at all.
I think he slots probably behind. I still would take Allen and Lamar over him, but I think he probably fits somewhere in the Jalen Hurts realm. I'd probably at this point rather have Jaden Daniels over Jalen Hurts. So
yes,
I think Daniels, if you're asking me how to rank quarterbacks here, I think he slots probably at number three for me, which I can make an argument for two or one as well.
You see that? Look at the two of us.
Man, it's like we're in here together, and I don't feel people pulling us away.
Yeah, we're connected, baby.
That's a great bit.
Jaden Daniels all day. It's not a fluke. He's not going to fade. Remember, this guy was in college for a long time. He's 24 going on 25, so he's not a baby necessarily. I'm not worried about him getting injured either. He's a little thinner, but he's tall, and I don't know. He's durable. He never had injury problems in college either. He just didn't. He played the SEC. That's a tough place to play the SEC in LSU.
Yep. Real quick, before we start getting into more questions, can I go over a couple of guys that I want to prioritize?
Yes,
go
sir. Mike back. Virginia now has control of the board. Follow him on Twitter at underscore Mike VA.
I'm going to start with running backs first here. Okay, so for me, the number one running back off the board, if they're not already owned here, Isaac Garyendo for San Francisco, I think makes us a viable
God
add.
Damn it.
Kansas City does not slot to be a good matchup. They give up the 32nd least amount of points, so they're the best team against the rush in fantasy. And we don't know the extent of Jordan Mason's injury yet, but the San Francisco 49ers backfield is gold. You want that good offensive line. He's number one for me. Number two, Tyrone Tracy, and number three, Ray Davis of the Buffalo Bills. Just in case, again, that James Cook is out. McDermott did say he has a chance to play. I think that's coach talk. I don't think he plays this week on a short week. Yeah, they played last night. Yeah, on a short week. I don't think he plays. So I think he might have value for one more week. But those would be my top three there. And then in the receiving room, I love a lot of receivers this week. If Christian Watson was somehow dropped, I would make him the priority add. Just because, again, if Dontavian Wicks sits out, I believe he has a shoulder injury and misses, I think Christian Watson is going to be the number two, maybe even the 1B in this offense, going up against a Houston defense that can be beat, giving up the 10th most points to fantasy wide receivers. Go out and get Christian Watson. Only saw four targets, but I do think that number increases. And he's got a great couple matchups next. He's got Houston, then Jacksonville, then Detroit, who have the 10th, 2nd, and 8th most fantasy points to receivers. So for me, he's number one. DeMario Douglas, I liked what I saw from him. He would slot in at number two for me, just off 9 targets and a touchdown that he caught from Drake May. And then finally, I love Xavier Leggett this week going up against Washington. So caught a touchdown as well. Didn't have the targets that we thought we'd see, but Carolina's going to have to throw to stay in that game. Like Xavier Leggett.
Woo! Okay. Mike is on the scene doing his thing here on the Blotto Podcast. Two L's.
Utah.
Two Z's. Make sure you follow us. Please like this video and subscribe to the YouTube. We had a nice bump here the last couple weeks. Got up to 875. We're that much closer to 900. We still believe we can get to 1,000 subs by Christmas. We believe in ourselves and you guys. So please, share it with your friends. Subscribe to our YouTube channel specifically over everything else. We'll always be grateful. We'll never say that we regretted a moment of doing this show, because we never do. Just like Mike said on Sunday, if we could do this full time for a living, we did 5 shows a week, we would. But that's just not the reality right now. Maybe one day that'll turn. I still believe in the future. I believe that we have a chance. And it's all thanks to you guys. Thank you. Carlos is back. What's up, buddy? Been a minute. Good to see you.
Should I pick up Watson or Douglas from waivers? He'd be dropping Wicks. Secondly,
Wicks injury.
Yeah. For me, I would be okay with dropping Wicks if I would go after Watson. I think Watson is just too athletic to be on the waiver wire right now. I think he needs to be owned, especially with that matchup coming up. They like him in the red zone as well. I think he needs to be the priority wide receiver add here. the Patriots are still the Patriots. Drake May's still a rookie. Obviously, I liked what I saw from him, and that touchdown was beautiful throw to him to connect with Drake May there. Love the targets, obviously. I do think Jalen Polk gets involved here as well. So for me, I'm prioritizing Watson with Douglas being a second for me.
Nice. And as far as the second part, Charbonnet and Algier dropping Charbonnet for Algier, I would totally do that. Algier's a part of this rushing tandem in Atlanta, even though Bijan is the love, the absolute apple of everyone's football eyes. Last week or 2 weeks ago in the Palazzo Podcast Discord, which is completely free, Mike, I think it was Deep Fried Butt Leavens, who's one of our regulars. He's in there every day. Every day. It's amazing the dedication we get in our Discord. And he asked, should I add Jaleel McLaughlin or Tyler Algier? This was 2 weeks ago. And I said, go Algier, man. And it pays off. This guy's getting touches, and he will get opportunities to rack up, you know, 50-plus yards, even as a backup. He really does.
Saw more carries than Bijan last week. Carolina can be run over, by the way. So if you own guys like Austin Eckler, Brian Robinson, who's hopefully back, you're licking your chops because Carolina can't stop a parked car. So get ready for that. That's going to be fantasy gold anytime the Carolina faces a rushing tandem like that. So, yeah, I'd be back to the question. I don't know if I'm ready to drop Charbonnet, but I would be looking to prioritize him over Algier over him. Charbonnet, okay, because Kenneth Walker's injury history is something that concerns me a little bit, and I would look to rostering him. So,
no, you're right. It never ends. And Chad wants to clarify on this Cam Akers trade. If you didn't catch it, Cam Akers is now a Viking again for the second straight year. Chandler doesn't have the trust because Jones is... It's looking, from what I read, that Jones could play. So it's not like he's going to be out for sure this week. If they don't trust Chandler, I'd be shocked because Chandler has shown some real nice moments. But if that's the case, then... I don't know. It seems weird that Cam Akers would take precedence over Chandler.
He's not. What this says to me is Aaron Jones is going to be out if they're trading for Cam Akers. I don't understand making the move if he's playing this week, right? Because then you have three running backs on your squad. Not to say that teams don't have that, but these guys are kind of all the same player to a certain extent. I don't understand that move of making that. To me, that says more about Jones's hip injury than anything, and I think he's the two back behind Chandler. So I just think he's a better fit for the offense. He's more explosive. So if Ty Chandler is not out there, and I don't think Jones is going this week. I really don't. If Ty Chandler is out there, I'd be prioritizing him over any of the running backs that I mentioned.
Well, if you want to make the playoffs, will Cam Akers be a part of your roster future?
Playoffs?
I'm not so sure of that. I'm really not. Oh, Robbie's here, our fantasy baseball pal, one of our Palazzo hosts on the baseball side. Bo Levi Mitchell creating havoc for the Tiger Cats this season. 26 touchdowns with 16 picks. That's a lot. 4,500 yards. That's incredible. This is a CFL fantasy podcast, right?
No.
I don't think so. But thanks for being here, Robbie. We love you, buddy. Good to see you. Also, Uncle Ted wants to get... This is what Uncle Ted does. He jumps in here and he throws a bunch of names out. Pop Douglas is Nico Collins. Here we go. Oh,
come on.
I love you. Yeah, here we go. Bub Means over Trey Tucker all day. Olave is toast. I know you're not a fan of Olave as much as I am, Mike.
No.
So you're probably seeing this as kind of expected with the because he can't stay healthy enough?
No, I mean, he's the thing. He just doesn't catch touchdowns, right? Like, that's why I don't like Olave. But Bub Means over Trey Tucker, like, sure, they're probably the same, right? But I don't know. Like, flip a coin. Like, for me, Bub Means, Trey Tucker. If you're starting either of these guys, the outlook is probably not good for you, and you're probably playing a really, really deep league. So,
fair. Okay, that makes sense to me. Also, he loves Sean Tucker now. He's excited because Tampa Bay's backfield could be without Rashad White.
If that's the case, I can see both of them having value. But at the same time, too, if you guys are expecting to see Bucky Irving and Sean Tucker to both be like that type of performance like they had on Sunday, I don't think that's happening. I still think this is Bucky Irving's show. They were blowing out the Saints as well. That box score is not indicative of how bad that game actually was. So Sean Tucker got some extra run in there. I know that the coach said afterwards that, again, he's showing up on the screen here if you're watching us on YouTube. Bowles did say that he's worthy of getting some more looks. But 14 carries, 136 yards, plus 56 yards through the air and a touchdown. his previous games, we didn't see much out of him. So I do like him as a back. He probably slots. I still think this is the Bucky Irving show, though. So I think he probably slots probably in the lower on the totem pole there for me, probably around the 4 or 5 range. But what do you think here on Sean Tucker here?
I've had a thing for Sean Tucker since he came out of Syracuse a couple years ago. I was really excited for him to take control maybe of that Bucks backfield. Never happened, obviously. And that Saints game, remember, 51-27 final. This is a blowout. It's Sean Tucker's opportunity to just run on a defense. It's like the same game that the Saints played against the Cowboys earlier this season, but reverse, mm-hmm. where the Saints loaded up on all those stats when they beat the Cowboys 44-19, you know? So I like Sean Tucker. I do. I'm not against him, but this is a classic situation where it looks like garbage time was very beneficial to Sean Tucker. And Rashad White's got a foot issue. He was inactive, but doesn't that mean he'll be back for Baltimore, which is a big game on Monday Night Football next week? I feel like that's a maybe right now. We'll have to keep an update on the injury status of Mr. Rashad White, but I wouldn't rush to pick up Sean Tucker yet, even though I have some deep secret love for him. So
agreed.
Oh, Brian, what's up, my man? Hey, Brian. I was a week late on that Cole Kmet touchdown, anytime touchdown play. So he got two in London. He didn't get any against Carolina the week before, which is a bet I threw out on the Sunday show while you were gone, Mike. But 1,000 subs is my Christmas wish. Well, then tell your friends. Everybody, your Christmas wish should get the Palazzo Podcast. 1,000 subs should be the dream of all of us. We've been here before, Mike, again. Uncle Ted says Jalen Wright is a must-add. I know you're not a fan. I do like Jalen Wright. And they're back this week. I mean, the matchup is... By the way, the Bears and Cowboys are off this week for buys, in case you guys are playing along at home. But Jalen Wright is a guy, if you got Mostert in the mix, right? How are you expected to get Jalen Wright opportunities when in the New England game, Mostert had 19 carries for 80 yards? So he was heavily involved in that last game. And now they go to to Indianapolis, who stinks against the run. So I think that's the only reason people might get, ooh, Jalen Wright against the Colts D. Let's party.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, Mostert's still going to be the guy there, I think. Like you said here, talked about the carries there. We haven't ruled out Devon Achane yet either in terms of the concussion aspect of it. He was in a non-contact injury as well. He's kind of in – Jalen Wright is in the same bucket as Sean Tucker here for me. They're the third down – third guys in that pecking order. Obviously, I think he moves up to number two if Achane doesn't play. But again, at the same time, too, the quarterback situation is not great in Miami. Maybe they lean on the run a little bit more here, but I think it's the Raheem Mostert show.
Yeah, and lastly, I love this guy too, but he'll show up a little bit. I like DeMarcado. He's a backup to Connor, who Mike already said Arizona wants to shove the ball down Connor's throat and then in turn shove Connor down defense's throats all day long. So unless there's an injury here, DeMarcado is a deep, deep, deep PPR flex at best. Like he needs an injury to really open things up on this roster. You know what I mean?
Very, very deep. Because Trey Benson's going to be in that fold too. So if something were to happen to Connor, I think it's the Trey Benson show.
Right.
And DeMarcado maybe spelling every now and then. But same thing, garbage time. So like DeMarcado looked good because they were getting their asses kicked as well. So I can't read too much into DeMarcado. I'm not necessarily a fan. I don't hate him. I don't love him. I don't think he's relevant, to be 100% honest, in fantasy.
This is the Palazzo Podcast. Up next, some shitty commercials just for you.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah, I do like him. But,
oh, wow.
Like, maybe that's the audio equivalent of what Mike was trying to say there. So, yeah. Not a fan right now. Also, Brian says, thanks for the beatdown. That's right. Take a look at the Palazzo Podcast Invitational. I'm in second at 4-2. Mike is at 500, solid right there, 3-3.
I've been climbing. You can see, go scroll over a little bit more. Three-game winning streak started off 0-3. I beat down Deep Fried Butt Leavens, who's 4. I beat down Love Taylor TDs. And I beat down the Indiminator, who was also 4-1. So my three games have come against the top three teams in the league. I'm coming for you guys. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for that top spot. Ryan's remarkable team. You might have that gold trophy next to your name right now, but Mike Virginia's coming, baby.
Yeah!
Locking you in, buddy. Yeah, it's good. Hey, guys, don't need to panic yet. Whatever's going on in your league right now, do not freak out. Everyone calm down. Stay the course. There's still a lot of time left here. This is the moment, though, where you really have to assess your roster and make moves or bail on guys if you feel that it's not time or that it is time to say goodbye. This is the time because we're moving into week 7. You got about like 5 good weeks to really make a push here to see if you could be playoff worthy, in my opinion.
Yeah, agreed.
Wow, dude.
Here's a good one here. Does Cooper raise the floor of Dalton Kincaid? Thinking it does.
Can't hurt.
Yeah, I was going to say can't hurt. That's for sure. I don't know if I think his value probably stays the same, to be 100% honest. I think Cooper is going to be somebody I think takes the cake there in terms of the receiving room there, in terms of targets. But I think Shakir, how about Dalton Schultz? Not Dalton Schultz. Sorry, Dawson Knox catching a touchdown there, trolling everybody on Monday night. So
yeah,
I don't know. Here's the thing, like. It was clear the Bills needed a clear-cut wide receiver one. I was hoping Keon Coleman would be that. He's not, at least not this year, at least. I think Amari Cooper is a great add for them, more so than the Davante Adams to the Jets move. I think that's a better move for the Bills, cheaper at that, too. But I think Cooper probably has the cake here in terms of the target share. Like you said, it can't hurt Kincaid, though.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll lock in on that one. Now you look at the snap share here. Let's real quickly hear what the Bills have been doing with the receivers as far as snap shares up to this point. You know, Keon Coleman, he's right there in the mix. He's Mac Hollins, by the way. So we should mention Mac Hollins scored a touchdown as well.
He did.
And he's been on the field a lot. There's a connection, kind of like a Gabe Davis replacement here with Mac Hollins. Mm-hmm. He's now the Gabe Davis for Josh Allen because that's what Mac Hollins could do. He could stretch the field. He's a veteran. He's been around. He's very touchdown dependent because he's not getting a lot of catches overall, though. So I do understand that Mac Hollins isn't just an add immediately guy. But if you're looking at bye weeks coming up, a guy that maybe could fill in, keep an eye on Mac Hollins. It's worth noting.
Yeah. It's worth noting, too, that Shakir only saw like a 30-something percent, 37%, I think I saw on the screen, a target share there. Remember when everyone was so hyped about him being the wide receiver one? Ooh. That's not looking good.
He hasn't cracked 70% snap share of any game this year. At all. Shakir not once has done that.
I own zero shares. I didn't want anything to do with him. I had a lot of Keon Coleman though at the same time too, so I took the L on that.
I wouldn't be done. Don't give up on Coleman. It's not over yet. He could be the number two guy now with Cooper. Cooper, Kincaid, and Coleman. That's a nice trio there. And then if Shakir can get it together as the fourth guy, mix it in there.
Carlos says, I'm starting Hockenson this week. I don't hear anyone talking about him. That's a good one there, Carlos, because tight end has been kind of pretty much a poop shoot. Did you ever see Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, by the way?
Of course. Classic.
Moviepoopshoot.com. that's where the tight ends live on that website this year. So Hockenson in that offense, especially with Addison and Justin Jefferson coming off the bye week, but he's also coming off injury there. So I don't know how many targets we see from Hockenson this week. I hope it's a normal workload. I love Hockenson this week if he's playing. But I would like to hear more about his target share, if he's going to be limited, whatever it may be, Carlos. So make sure you pay attention to that. Tune back in on Sunday. We'll talk about it. 11:15 Eastern Standard Time. Get your start sick questions. Maybe we'll talk about Hockenson. We'll have some more news in terms of how much he's going to play this Sunday. So
poop shooting. Yeah.
Lou says, is Tua starting? No. Then Dolphins players don't matter.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Our boy ELD. ELD, what's going on, dude? Hey.
All right, Gov. He needs our help. He said, should he trade away your boy, David Montgomery, to receive Trey McBride? My current RBs are Kamara, Jonathan Taylor, Kenneth Walker, Jordan Mason, Bucky Irving. I have Hockenson on IR and Pat Freiermuth at tight end. 10-team half-point PPR. What are you doing here? Are you trading away David Montgomery to get McBride, noting that you have Hockenson possibly returning this week? Sounds like a one tight end league too.
Yeah, this is a tough one here for me because, you know, trading away Montgomery, who's just part of the best offense in football. I mean, I told you guys the Lions, we had the best offense in football. It was a slow start, but now if you're rostering a bunch of Lions week to week, look at this. 42 points against Seattle, 47 against Dallas. They're locked in now, and they remember how good they were. There's no confusion. They're focused as hell, this Detroit Lions offense is. So I wouldn't want to trade away any parts, and if I did, I'd like to get maybe a little bit more than I deserve, frankly.
Yeah, if I'm making a move here, EALD, I'm certainly not trading for a tight end. Montgomery, running backs for me are kind of like closers in baseball. I'll do some baseball talking here. I want running backs, and Montgomery has scored a touchdown, I believe, in 8 straight games now, Gove. So noting that you have a banged up Jonathan Taylor, Kamara's got a hand injury, Kenneth Walker has also been banged up a little bit to start the season, plus now Jordan Mason, I don't see how you can trade David Montgomery here. I think you're going to need him. Noting that Jonathan Taylor is hopefully coming back soon from that ankle sprain, Kamara did practice limited today. We have no idea about Jordan Mason. You have Hockenson already, dude, and Pratt Freiermuth. I think you're fine. I would definitely hold Montgomery. If I'm trading away Montgomery, I would maybe address another need, like maybe a receiver. I'd be interested to know who your receivers are.
This is a site populated by militant movie buffs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't call myself militant necessarily. It's a little harsh.
The internet is a communications tool used the world over where people can come together to bitch about movies and share pornography with one another.
Well, that is true. There's a lot of
truth to that.
They're
not talking about you now. They're fictional characters.
Oh, here's one that's a real bummer for me. JP, yeah. My man, what's up? JP is one of our dedicated patrons. The most dedicated patron. The Palazzo Podcast patron starts at just 3 bones. So go check it out. You can also buy individual posts. You don't necessarily have to buy a subscription anymore. But for the same price as a post, you could have a whole month of the sub. So it really doesn't make sense to just not sub if you're going to try it out. Is Jerome Ford droppable in a 12-teamer? This one is really close to my heart, Mike. I'm a big Jerome Ford guy. He went out with an injury on Sunday against the Eagles. I keep waiting. I don't know. I mean, they trade Amari Cooper and try to blame him? Is that what that is? Like, is Deshaun Watson all the way? And it's not because Deshaun Watson has lost a step. It's not because he's lost his physical tools. It's because the guy can't live with what he's done. Everyone hates him. He's heard all about it for years. He knows what he's done. He knows the truth. There's some people who are psychopaths who can block out crazy shit they've done and not think about it. And that's what makes them a psychopath. Psychopaths, sociopaths, we've all heard of them. But Deshaun Watson has heard the noise. He knows what's going on out there. In his own town, they hate him 24/7. And that is why he is no longer good, because he can't function. That's it.
The offensive line has been pretty bad as well. I agree with that take for sure. Deshaun Watson, for me, just looks lost out there. I've watched a lot of Browns because I do have some Amari Cooper shares. Actually, I think I only have one now that I think about it. But still, it's because somebody brought up like a Jerry Jeudy question. Like, do I have any like strong thoughts on starting Jerry Jeudy this past Sunday against the Eagles? And again, it was a good matchup on paper. And I simply said, I don't want to start anybody in that offense other than Amari Cooper just because of the name value. And even then, it was tough for me to start Amari Cooper because of Deshaun Watson, right? So he tanks. And this is the funny thing, too. Stefanski was like, he gives us the best chance to win. No, he fucking doesn't. we've seen it for 6 straight weeks. The dude looks lost out there, but the offense, I will give him a slight pass here, very small, because that guy doesn't deserve shit. But the offensive line has been absolutely atrocious for Cleveland as well. He's getting pressured a shit ton. And for a guy who used to rely a lot on his legs, it's kind of surprising that he looks like he's stuck in neutral because he gets sacked a fuck ton too.
Can't think. You can't have a good body if you can't use your brain. You can't. I know there's a lot of meatheads out there. I understand that, but they don't have the ability to put it all together as a quarterback where you have to focus and be the leader of a team and be aware of what everyone's doing. He's not able to do that anymore. I really believe that.
Right. Gove, hit the round of applause button here. Our boy Yale Day got married on Saturday. Congratulations, my friend.
Where did this come from? Hey, thanks for sharing with us, dude. Congratulations. I hope you have many wonderful years of marriage bliss, my friend. We love having you here. And although divorce could happen, I don't feel it's going to happen with you. I think you guys are going to have a happy life together. I'm going to lock that in right now.
I would have said come here and ask your question like you do for like waiver wires. Like, should I get married this weekend? The answer would have been flat out, no, run for your life. I'm kidding. Congratulations, Yale.
Wow, dude.
That's great. Also, Uncle Ted keeps mentioning Noah Brown. I like Noah Brown a lot, actually.
I like his call, too.
When he's healthy, and he has Jaden Daniels throwing to him, and Jaden Daniels is getting stronger, and he's learning more. And Noah Brown's a guy who had some moments with C.J. Stroud, had some moments with Dak Prescott. He has shown flashes in the past. Can't stay healthy, though. That's a big problem. Yep. But if he can get more targets consistently, this is a guy you want to maybe pick up on the down low. Noah Brown.
I like this call, too, and saw 8 targets on Sunday against the Ravens. So and they go up against Carolina this week, so good matchup there if you need a spot for a bye week. Terry McLaurin's still the 1A there, and they like to rely on the run, so be careful, I would say, especially if Brian Robinson's back. I think they're going to rely a lot on the run between Brian Robinson, Eckler, and Jeremy McNichols, which I like as a sneaky ad if Brian Robinson indeed sits again.
He didn't do shit against Baltimore. That sucked for me. He had like 2 carries for 9 yards, McNichols. Ah, that was a bummer. I still believe in Chris Rodriguez. He's still on that roster. I'm just saying, if the pecking order gets worse, Eckler's old, Robinson continues to be hurt, and McNichols starts sucking more, I still believe Chris Rodriguez has a place as a pure runner, not so much a catching back.
Can I make a request for the soundboard? Since we started talking about Jane, Silent Bob. You know when he gets stuck in the drain pipe? And he looks. Yeah. He gets through, and he goes just like Winnie the Pooh. it's one of my favorite Jay and Silent Bob bits from that show. That whole movie is very quotable.
I love Jay and Silent Bob. There's rarely one film by them or with them that I don't enjoy.
Love it too. Yeah, Mallrats, one of my favorite movies. Saving Amy, another good flick. Dogma, good flick. Yeah,
love it.
I need to come on Cinema Night, dude. I need to come on Sunday.
Yeah, I know.
Talk about Kevin Smith movies the entire time. So
we haven't even. I don't think we only did Dogma. That's the only one we've done so far. So yeah, that sounds great.
You could do like a Clerks 2. Not Clerks 2. Clerks as well. I thought Clerks 2 was meh. Clerks 1.
I thought Clerks 2 was amazing. I love Clerks 2.
I like Clerks 1. I thought it was okay though. Brian Burmeister wants to know 12 team here. Gove, 3 wide receiver league. No flex. So 3 wide receivers in this. He's starting Gibbs and Kenneth Walker in his running back slots. Is an offer of J.K. Dobbins, Najee Harris, and Wandale Robinson enough to get me Tyreek Hill? I personally don't think so. J.K. Dobbins has been good. Najee Harris, I know he had a good game last week, so I could see trying to sell high. Wandale Robinson for me, we already talked about him.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah,
you were talking shit about him on Sunday, and I couldn't talk. I was really getting upset. Yeah. Like, no! I mean, he had 5 catches for 50 yards against the Bengals. In PPR, Wandale is a guy that you could start. In PPR only, though.
Yeah, PPR.
1 point PPR.
I think you need to sweeten the pot here a little bit, especially because people are going to know that Tua is coming back, hopefully in week 8, which is next Sunday. So if that's the case, obviously Tyreek Hill is going to be somebody that you're going to want. And I would assume the owner knows that. So you might have to sweeten the pot here a little bit. Maybe dump out Najee and Wandale. Maybe for somebody else and make it a 2-for-1 and see what they say. But I don't think that's enough.
Yeah, I think it might be. It depends on if the person is believing that Tua can come back and be impactful or not. If not, it's a good try. Do it now. Get Tyreek. And if somehow he could pop later in the playoffs for you as a guy who's even a flex, not the Tyreek that we know and have become accustomed to, give it a shot, Brian. I believe in you, Brian. I do.
This is a good talking point here as well for those of you guys who are new to fantasy football. So Brian Burmeister, this is a great place to start simply because of the fact of if the guy accepts, then I'm like, shit, that worked. That's great. Start low and then build your way up, right? So this is a good kind of a professional development aspect of it. I certainly don't want to offer up too much but I also don't want to be insulting either. You know what I mean? So he is getting at some guys that have been productive in J.K. Dobbins, which has been great, right? You're certainly not going to be starting Najee Harris or J.K. Dobbins if both of your other running backs are healthy. So start lower on the totem pole, work your way up into something sweeter. Try that first. If it doesn't, then try to sweeten the pot. So good question.
That's a good point. I want to go back to Lou's quick comments here because he said, Mac Hollins should not be on the field as much as he is, though. That's where Cooper comes in. And a lukewarm coping take? Is that what you meant to say, Lou? It's a lukewarm take. Cooper to Buffalo means more space for Shakir and Kincaid. So fewer targets for both, but better overall output. Okay, so you kind of agree with what we were saying there earlier. I'm down with that, right? Yeah. Did we rank these guys? I know Fantasy Sports coming back. He's adding Downs to the mix. This is Douglas, Downs, Watson, Christian, and JSN. PPR.
How do I rank these moving forward? I would go Downs 1, Watson 2, Douglas. Ooh, hang on. Sorry. I didn't see Jason here. I would go Downs 1, JSN 2, Watson 3, Douglas 4.
Oh, ho. All right. I'm going to disagree with you big time here. I'm going to go Douglas 1, Christian Watson 2, JSN 3, and Downs 4. I don't believe that there's a lot of competition still. If Pittman's healthy and they've got other guys in there, Donnie Mitchell coming on, the rookie too. So I'm very big on Douglas now being a main target for a shitty New England team that I have to catch up a lot. So I see a lot of garbage time opportunities for Douglas. And I'm not just overreacting to this one game. He'll get targets from Drake May, and Drake May's a rookie. He probably will tend to lock in on the same guy a lot. It'll happen. I guarantee it. So I'm just pro. I'm not saying it's good for the overall fantasy or the overall football team itself. New England will suffer because of this. But for fantasy, this is good news. That's why I'm putting Douglas 1 here.
I see your point, but at the same time, too, just to play devil's advocate, a rookie quarterback will obviously have some bumps in the road as well here. So there might be some times where we see Douglas kind of falter because of that, right? So we've already talked about enough here, fantasy sports as well. Like Downs' value for me is higher when Joe Flacco is going to be the quarterback. I'm not saying that he won't have any value with Anthony Richardson. I just think his value is higher with Flacco because I think he's a better thrower of the football. Christian Watson for me is a guy that I like as well, simply because of the fact that we've already talked about it. If Dontavian Wicks is not there, I think this vaults Watson into the number two receiver role behind Jaden Reed, which, by the way, has been a revelation for fantasy owners this year. I love Jaden Reed. But also worth noting that he kind of toughed it out there with a shoulder injury. I think it was ankle injury. I'm sorry. Toughed it out. So maybe he was playing on adrenaline. Maybe he's a chance of re-injury. And if that happens, he have both Wicks and Reed go down, then Watson's got to be the number one guy there. So I think he's too athletic to leave on the waiver wire. Like I said, I'd like JSN too. I think we both slotted him at 3 there, Gove. Sorry we couldn't help you out, fantasy sports. Well, we have a couple different takes on that. So
wow,
you really believe that, don't you?
Apparently he does. He does. So Mike's always willing to change his mind if he wants to. But
yeah,
we don't agree on everything. That's fine. Oh, so it's a sweep. Yeah. So the Browns are doing the sweepstakes to try to get Shedeur Sanders or Quinn Ewers with the number one pick. How do they get out of Deshaun Watson, though? So they're going to have to trade him and someone's going to have to take that salary on? No, they're going to have to pay that salary off to get rid of him.
They're going to have to cut him outright. Nobody's taking him on with that.
Only if they'll pay his salary, I believe. If they're willing to do that to get rid of him, if they think it's that detrimental and they admit their mistake and move on, that's what happens there.
But there's no team that's going to take that salary on or want that headache with Deshaun Watson and the media attention. It was just a bad move for Cleveland. I said it on Sunday's show too, Gove, and I've been saying it for literally years, close to a decade now. 3 spots to go. I said it many times on this show. 3 spots to go to kill your career. Cleveland, the Raiders, and the Jets. And that seems to be ringing true every year. Cleveland can't catch a break, man. I mean, I know last year they were good. With the defense, and they let Baker Mayfield slip out of their hands, which, okay, like
dumb,
that could have been their franchise quarterback. They didn't get the good results with Johnny Manziel. Let me ask you this question really quick before we answer Cam the Ham's question here. Do you think, honestly, moving forward, and just off talent alone, just off talent, not off the field stuff, do you think that Jameis Winston gives the Browns a better chance for the receivers in that room, David Njoku, Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore? Do you think Winston elevates those guys more than Watson would right now? Like, do you think Winston is a better guy to elevate those guys?
Well, I don't think you could just remove the off-the-field stuff because it's a part of the overall package. Because your mental goes with your physical. So when he gets on, some people can get on the field and they turn into different people. They focus intently. And maybe Deshaun did that once upon a time. But, you know, Jameis Winston's a turnover machine. We've seen it time and time again. And nobody's given him a long look, really, post-Tampa, like, at all. The Saints really didn't. They tried a little bit, but it never stuck. I think it's now clear the Browns are done. That's where we're going now. The Browns are finished. They're 1-5. Kevin Stefanski's a good coach. Hopefully he doesn't get screwed for this because it's not his fault at all. I do not believe that for one iota that Stefanski's the responsible party here at all. He's a two-time coach of the year. He won a playoff game. Like you said, Baker Mayfield and him won a playoff game in 2020. I don't care that it was COVID season. They did it in Pittsburgh. It really happened. So I just think that Jameis Winston's a guy who would actually help them tank more by starting him.
Okay.
I do. So that actually doesn't support my argument. Maybe. I'd say Winston's talent is all arm and not enough play recognition ability.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But it can't be much worse than what Watson's doing right now either. So I think here's the thing, too. Like, and I'm not a football coach for a reason. You got to make a change. The team's not winning. Right. Even if it's only a temporary benching to let Watson get his head out of his ass, you got to go with somebody else here to see if they can spark or ignite this offense. And I think Winston probably gives them a better chance at this point. And I don't feel good about saying that because, like I said, he can only go up from here. But the offense just they can't move the football. And that's a huge issue. If you can't run the ball and you can't throw the ball, and there's a lot of three and outs and your defense gets taxed. So for those of you guys who were thinking Cleveland's defense was going to be good, the reason why they're not probably is because they're on the field a lot. The Cleveland can't move the ball. The defense has to keep trotting itself back out there to get gas. They get thrown on, they get scored on. So even though they did look somewhat better against Philadelphia for a good chunk of that game. So,
but look at this. Look at this here. So we're throwing in some of the bonus commentary. You guys are crushing it, by the way. Lou and Chad, you guys are hilarious. I love how funny our live chatters are. Thanks for being a part of the show and making it a little bit more witty and comical. These are Deshaun Watson's stats this year.
He's you done don't for 200 see... yards yet.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Not one 200-yard passing game yet. And this is six games, man. He's got five touchdowns and three picks, which isn't god-awful.
No.
And he has a rushing touchdown. He ran for 32 yards against Vegas, which shows he could move a little bit, but
look at those cracking 200 yards. Washington, Jacksonville, and Dallas, those are all, I mean, I know that Dallas probably, a lot of that has to do with they're getting them their asses handed to them by Detroit, but still, those are some beatable secondaries there, and they just have not looked good.
Yeah, now it's Cincinnati, whose defense sucks. I don't buy it. Baltimore who can be thrown on. Baltimore's terrible at covering the pass.
Yep.
And then the Chargers, who are good defense, and then a bye, so... I don't know. I want to read the book about this. I want to read the book about what really happened behind the scenes and everything. People are saying Stefanski is going to get a great job from someone else guaranteed and all that shit. I just want to know the true story of what owner Jimmy Haslam of the Browns really said versus what the management was thinking, what the coach was thinking, and then in the end, what the players in the locker room were thinking. There's a great book or documentary waiting to be told here for sure.
Mm-hmm. They're just pot committed. They have too much tied up in Watson. They feel like they have to start him kind of thing, and they're going to give him a
sunk cost, though.
Yeah,
it's like the Javi Baez shit with the Tigers. They got rid of Javi Baez and they took off. They took off. That's not a coincidence. It's not.
Maybe they should follow suit there in Cleveland. Get rid of Deshaun Watson. So I can't imagine anybody in Cleveland, the fan base, going, "No, we wanted Deshaun. Why did you cut him?" Yeah.
Wow, get rid of him, dude.
Like you said, sunk cost. Move on. Rip the Band-Aid off now. What the fuck are we waiting for? It's still somewhat early. Like maybe they can go on a run. You know what they should do? Trade for Joe Flacco again, because he brought some life to that team.
Well, they knew they couldn't keep Flacco around because
if
he was in the locker room after what he did for that team last year and then Deshaun comes back and starts, they knew it would be a massive problem because everybody would be like, dude, start Flacco.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson, guys, this is the Deshaun hater show. We both hate Deshaun Watson. So
yeah, burn in hell. I don't give a fuck about him. Now, I have a lot of empathy for a lot of people. I am a therapist, so I will empathize with a lot of people that some people might loathe in society. But with this guy, he's not being honest and accountable. So that's where I get off. I'm like, you're not going to be honest and accountable, then kiss my ass.
Great word. I just want to piggyback off that. I 100% agree with you. I cannot stand people who can't own their shit. So
yes.
Deshaun Watson falls into that. Yeah. Cam the Ham, sorry we took so long getting to your question, brother. I appreciate you waiting. Hopefully you're still here. Should he trade Mason, Cooper, and Pittman for Pollard and AJ Brown? What do you think, Yurgo?
Ooh. So you get up Jordan Mason and Cooper now with the Bills, which is very exciting. And then Pittman, who I just don't like. I don't care if it's Flacco or Richardson. I don't know. It's just, although Pittman had over 100 catches last year with Minshew, so he has shown he can rack up the PPR points. But I love Pollard. Yeah, you're right. I love Pollard, though. I'm big on Pollard. I had an anytime touchdown for him last Sunday, and he scored. That was nice. Even though the Titans suck, I do like Pollard for fantasy, and I love A.J. Brown when healthy. No matter what's going on with the Eagles, he just racks up stats. So I would do this trade. If I get Pollard and Brown, I'm down.
I would do this 100% too. A.J. Brown's the best player in this deal, in my opinion. With Jordan Mason being a close second, just simply because of the fact, again, he's playing in San Francisco's offense, but the best player is A.J. Brown. And Tony Pollard and Jordan Mason, I think Mason probably has a little bit more value if he's healthy the rest of the season, but it's not too far that drop off. I love Tony Pollard as well. Change of scenery for him has done him some good. I would make this trade 100%. But again, Cam the Ham, I hate to be the guy, but we always say it on the show. It also depends on who the rest of your team is. So.
Spears, we both liked Tyjae Spears coming into the season, right? And it hasn't really mattered. Look at this. I mean, double-digit 15 or more carries outside of the Green Bay game. Pollard, is getting a lot of volume. He's scoring rushing touchdowns. He's not going to have a elite year, but he's a top 15 running back in fantasy football for me, no doubt.
Yeah, 100%. Same thing. I would make this a deal for sure, Kim.
All right. Well, I think, have we done it? Have we... Watson's a creep, not a criminal, but he still sucks.
Not sure I agree with that one there, UE2K.
He's very wealthy. This is America. That's all you need to know. Chad says, Dynasty Lions question. Would you trade Marv and a small piece of Amon Ra and Bigsby? Govier, win now roster. Am I in the trade? Bigsby and Govier, or am I misreading this?
No. I think he's asking you. I think we missed a comma there or in a question mark. Would you trade Marvin a small piece of ASRB for and Bigsby?
So you would trade Marvin and a small piece for Amon Ra and Bigsby?
Yeah.
So, okay, would you rather have Amon Ra or Marv Jr.? Ooh, Amon tough Ra. One. I think Amon Ra, too, because he's already established. He's not... Past his prime at all. Awesome offense. I know there's a lot of options in that offense. I do get that with Detroit. But Tank Bigsby, you know, we haven't mentioned it. Travis Etienne's screwed now, man. It's Tank's backfield pretty much bar none.
Remember when people were like, oh, there's no way Bigsby's eating into Etienne, you know? I have never been an Etienne guy, even dating back to the days when they had James Robinson. I thought he was a great college running back. I don't think his game translates over to the NFL. I know he had some good games so far, but same thing here too. Like, he's not seeing the holes as well this year for some reason. Like, if you watch any of Jacksonville's game, like that London game too, he's just not seeing, and he doesn't look explosive as well. He looks slow. Bigsby's a better fit for this offense right now. But regardless, I know Doug Peterson, who I think is on the hot seat, is going to get canned here in a little bit. I think moving forward, Bigsby's not going away. He's going to be eating into Travis Etienne's workload for sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. I mean,
how can he not? You know what I mean? Like, he's been the better running back for 3 weeks now. So I don't see how you can take him off the field.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Etienne's a mess now, and he's got... It's got a hamstring issue, right? So it's like, it's hell. It's hell on earth. Yeah. You're right. It's hell on earth.
Yeah.
Tank Dellar. Yeah. Who's BTJ, by the way, Mike?
Brian Thomas Jr.
God damn it. I can't remember that acronym.
Yeah.
I got to memorize BTJ. BTJ. Okay, go ahead. BTJ.
Tank Dell or BTJ this weekend? I'm going BTJ. I know that Nico Collins is out. Tank Dell looked great on Sunday, but Brian Thomas has just been too good not to play, and he's going up against New England, who can be exposed there. So
another London game.
Yeah, give me BTJ.
Brian Thomas is BTJ's first London game this past week. Obviously, he's a rookie, so he learned about that. Maybe he'll be a little bit more acclimated their second week there. Yeah. But Gabe Davis had two tutties, so he's familiar. He knows how to play in London. You got Evans, Reed, and McLaurin already. So I think Tank Dell is going to be one of the forces for Stroud. You're right, because with no Nico Collins, it's Dell and it's Stephon, and it's a heavy dose of Mixon. If you have Mixon, man, you people are lucky. As long as he's healthy, he's going to have a banner career year this year.
Yeah, I love Joe Mixon. Anybody in my home league will tell you that. I'm so pissed. It's like the first year in a while that I don't have any shares of him, and I'm so fucking mad because now is the year he goes off. But here's the thing, too. I would actually take – this is maybe an unpopular take. I would take Tank Dell over Terry McLaurin. I would swap that move, and I would start both Tank Dell, BTJ, Evans.
Playoffs?
Boy, I don't know if you're going to make the playoffs with decisions like that, Mike.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm making.
McLaurin relies heavily on Daniels, who's really good. But then Dell is one of – McLaurin's like the lead dog there, though. I don't know. That's a tough call for me, and I'm not – I was kind of anti-Tank Dell coming into the year, but that was with a healthy Nico Collins and Diggs. Now that one of them's out of the picture, Dell really moves into a position with McLaurin that is tight. I will say that. But I don't know if I can go – I'm not a big McLaurin guy, but I still don't know if I can go Dell over McLaurin. That's tough.
Yeah, because for me, I think they're going to run the shit out of the ball this weekend and for Washington. Control the clock. They're going to be running the crap out of the football. Keep Carolina's offense off the field. I think they're going to be running it down their throat, similar to what Atlanta did. And I think Tank Dell has a better position to be the number one guy there, just like McLaurin. But yeah, it's close for me as well, but give me Tank Dell just because I think I like the matchup a little better. Yeah, lose Tank Dell as well. 45% first retarget share. That's right where he was with without Nico last year in a game where Houston didn't need to throw to win. Give me Dell. But here, I like your point there too, Goff, because like Mixon was going to be involved in that offense as well. Tank Dell, obviously. Who's the other guy I'm leaving out? Stephon Diggs. So he's battling competition. So now that I think about it, maybe I wouldn't do that. But it's very enticing. I do like Tank Dell.
I love a guy named Tank.
I forgot about Stephon Diggs.
There's two tanks, Tank Bigsby, Tank Dell. A lot of tank talk. Yeah. Two from Watson, JSN, and Devontae. Well, Devontae, is he going to just jump right in for the Jets?
They said he's expecting to play.
I guess that hammy's fine now.
Yeah, I knew that was all bullshit to begin with anyways.
Of course it is. Yeah. Classic bullshit.
Watson and Adams, for me.
Packers... with the Packers playing? Oh, boy. I got to lock in and jump in on what's going on this week before I can commit. By the way, we haven't talked one iota, which is the word I'm using heavily today, about Romeo Doubs. Two touchdowns after being suspended. He's not a fluke. He was a big target of Love's last year. So I'm big on Doubs being a part of this offense going forward, as long as he learned his lesson from the suspension or whatever the hell happened there. I like Doubs a lot.
If Wicks is healthy, I don't like Doubs. But if he's not...
Wicks is not. Yeah, he might miss this week. Houston, Green Bay. That's a great game. I'll definitely want to watch some of that. I'll go JSN and Devontae because Watson, though I do like him, he's got a little bit of a Rashid Shaheed in him, right? Like all or nothing in a sense.
True.
So let's think about that. What about this guy? Wait, what before? Are you new here? Would you subscribe to our YouTube channel? We'd love to have you here.
Please, please, please. Do it for us. Do it now.
What are you waiting for? Come on, kill me.
Yeah, that's a good movie. You should also add that to the soundboard. Do it. Yeah. Do it now.
Why don't I have that? God damn it. All these mistakes. Jeez.
Should I trade Debo for Marvin Harrison Jr.? I traded Marvin Harrison Jr. for my friend, and he really hates it, really hates him after last week, so he wants Debo. Should I do it? That's kind of a weird question. Here's the thing. I never like trading for injured players. Marvin Harrison Jr. fell to the ground because he was concussed. So that is not a good thing. He stood up, fell. So that's not good. So yes, I would make this move. I'd go for Debo. I think he's an explosive playmaker. I love Marvin Harrison Jr. probably a slightly more in dynasty formats, but this year, give me Debo.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to roll with you. I think Debo, who gets hurt a lot too, though, but he's healthy right now, and they need him. They got a big game against the Chiefs this weekend. That's a huge game, Niners-Chiefs. Yeah, I think there you go. Thank you so much.
Woo! Thank you, buddy.
Before is now our friend. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it, my friend. You're part of the team now.
Okay, so do it.
So you like this move? You trading Debo for trading MSJ to get Debo?
Well, he's going to trade Debo away again, right, to get MHJ back?
I traded MHJ for my friend. He really hates him after last week. And so now he wants Debo.
He wants Debo back. So I want make Debo. Him earn it. Yeah. Add something to it. If he wants Debo back that badly, throw in another piece. That's what I say.
Yeah, great call. Good call. I think that's a solid one right there for sure. If he wants him back that badly, try to get more for him. You hold all the cards there, buddy.
Yeah, he's 2-4 too, so yeah. He's sweating a little bit. 2-4 is fine though. Don't panic too much. If you were 2-6, now that's going to be a problem. But 2-4, you're okay.
Right. Let's breeze through a couple of these because I need to get going to eat dinner here. Are any of Ridley's Sermon, Trey Tucker, Emmanuel Wilson droppable? For me, Wilson, Trey Tucker, and Sermon are probably, well, I'd hang on to Trey Sermon because he has a good matchup this week. Miami gives up the third most fantasy points to running backs. So I would hang on to Trey Sermon one more week, although he has not looked good. I think Goodson's going to get a little bit more run in that offense. But I would drop Trey Tucker and Emmanuel Wilson. I would hold on to Calvin Ridley and Trey Sermon.
I would drop Sermon and Wilson all day long for sure. I told you guys, Tyler Goodson's the guy I was targeting in this backfield the moment Taylor got hurt. So go back and check the tape. And yep. He had a lot of catches his first start, and he was even more successful this time around. Goodson, no Sermon for me.
Yeah, but here's the thing, too. Like, if with bye weeks, the matchup is good. You pretty much need Sermon to score, and I think he does that against Miami. Because he hasn't really done much with his volume. I think he saw 18 carries, only like 20 or 30 yards or something like that.
Yeah, he only horrible.
He saved his ass the week before because he scored a touchdown. So
wasn't much better.
Yeah, but noting that we're at bye weeks and all the injuries and stuff like that, UE2K, I think he can hold on to Sermon one more week. I know Gove doesn't agree, but see how he does. Pay attention to the practice reports. If Jonathan Taylor is playing, he's a clear-cut drop.
Goodson, 8 carries, 51 yards. Just saying.
Yeah, exactly. Goodson's going to get more run for sure. All right, Anthony, real quick here. Would you trade Harrison, Jordan Mason, and Wandale Robinson for Justin Jefferson? I would do that. Give me Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now that I'm thinking with Harrison. Marvin Harrison Jr. is concussed, folks. I don't like trading. I don't like. If I can get rid of him, I'm not saying concussions are like, you know, year-long injuries, but it sounded like it was a pretty serious one. Justin Jefferson is the clear best player in this league or in this trade here. I would make this move.
Yep. Do it. It's a top five player.
Yep. I would even venture to say he's probably top three. He's bulletproof, matchup proof, quarterback proof, whatever you want to talk about. The guy just can't lose. So, Lou says here, if you're only start, hold on to Sermon, if you're starting.
Yeah.
He's a flex play. Yeah.
Yep. Very good, Lou. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks for the advice, guys. That's what we're here for, man. Make sure you check us out on Sundays, 11:15 Eastern time. We get your start state questions answered there as well. Feel free to get into the Discord, which is free. And then also follow both myself and Michael Govier here in the yellow bubbles. These are our Twitter handles or X, whatever you want to call it now. Make sure you follow us there as well. There's plenty of opportunities and chances here to get your questions.
Give me two.
Wait, what before? A lot of different channels to be a part of the Palazzo family, the Discord, the Patreon, YouTube, Twitter. You can't miss us here, man. So I appreciate you subscribing here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Lou. Lou, you're the best. Love having you in here. You had a lot of insight. It's not just live chatters chatting for the hell of it. You guys have insight and helpful knowledge. So thank you so much for all that. Mike said it all. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back. Two of us. Yeah, we'll be back Sunday morning. Start sets, 11:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for everything while the London game goes on between the Jags and whoever the hell they're playing. I already forgot, but it doesn't matter. Have a great week. I hope you get all your waiver wire dreams and then some. Huck and chuck and football!
Fucking Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all fucking hug it, chug it, football all night.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.